Before you sit down, let us read the word of God together. Genesis 15. And I want to read from verse 17 to 21. Is our key scripture for the various subjects we are going to be dealing with in coming weeks. Genesis 15 from verse 17 to 21. Let's read together with a loud voice. 1, 2, go. And it came to pass when the sun went down and it was dark that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between those pieces. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants, I have given this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. Hallelujah. Father, breathe upon your word. Enlighten our darkness this morning. Minister life to us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. This is going to make a wonderful teaching this morning. We're talking about, we started last week, we talked about covenants and stuff. I'm still going to mention some of the things I left out last week. I tried to demonstrate it to us, but I'm going to say a little bit more about it later as we go along. Today I want to talk about overcoming the seven spirits that will not let you achieve God's promises. Overcoming the seven spirits that will not let you achieve God's promises. Somebody say, I will achieve it. In Jesus' name, you will achieve it indeed. Praise the Lord. Every promise of God is valid. Every promise of God is a valid promise, but it is not automatic. The promises of God are valid, but they are not automatic. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that the elders obtained it by faith. For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24, this is what the Lord said. Rise, take your journey and cross over the river Arnon. Look, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. I have given it to you. But then he didn't stop there. He said, begin to possess it. Every promise needs to be possessed. Every promise needs to be taken. He says, and engage him. Engage him in battle. If you are not ready to fight for God's plan for your life, you are going to remain the same. Because the devil is ready to fight you anyway. Once God has given you a promise, you have absolute right to that promise, but you must be ready to fight for it. Praise the Lord. The Lord said to Abraham, he said, to your descendants, I have given this land. There is a crescendo before we get to this point. There was a beginning and it continued to rise. If you look at Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. Genesis 12, 7. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants, I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord, which appeared to him. Genesis 13, verse 14 to 15. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. But when it came to Genesis 15, because of the covenant, the covenant stamped the promise. He said, I have given it to you. That is to say, I cannot reverse it. And nobody can reverse it. I pray that everything that God has covenanted with you shall never be reversed. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. So, a promise from God can come as an outright word of assurance with instructions attached to it. I always tell you, every promise of God has an instruction attached to it. For example, in Joshua chapter 6, I read from verse 1 to 5. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand. They were still outside. The wall of Jericho was still standing. Its king and the mighty men of valor, you shall march around the city. Now, these are the instructions to receive it. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark. So the ark must be there. The presence of God must be there. But the seventh day, you shall march around the city seven times. And the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, then all the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. This scripture alone shows you that God is a God of order. Hallelujah. You have to follow instructions to get delivery of the promise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The promise also can come as a vision, a picture of a guaranteed future. Just like God showed Abraham. He slept. There was thick darkness. And God began to speak to him. The sufferings of his children in the land of Egypt. And promised him the land where he is. The Bible says there was a lamp and a smoking furnace. Oh, maybe next week I'll talk about the lamp and the smoking furnace, because there's a meaning to it. But I don't have time today. Praise the Lord. But there God caught a covenant with Abraham. Hallelujah. You must note, and please never forget this, for us children of God, that there is no strength in any covenant without a sacrifice. And that was one thing I omitted when I brought that sister here and we crossed from one side to the other. Normally you will cross the sacrifice. There has to be a sacrifice in between, because the sacrifice is the token of the covenant. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of my sons was asking me last week about the tithe as a sacrifice. The tithe is not a sacrifice. The tithe is not your own. You can't sacrifice what is not yours. The Bible says the tithe belongs to God. So when you return it, you don't give the tithe, you return it. It says, return to me. Return it to me. Because it's not yours, it's not mine. So when you are returning it, there is no sacrifice there. It's just obedience. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sacrifice is something that goes beyond the normal. Tithing is normal. He said, you have to come to that level as a child of God where your tithing is normal. Don't bring, God says, bring the tithe all. Don't bring anything that you call all. God can see. Pastor may not see. The ushers collecting it may not see. But it's going to be done to you according to your faith. Let me tell you something. And I would rather you don't give the tithe if it's not all. Because you will be wasting your money. There is no blessing on it. When I look at our tithing record, I always laugh. I'm like, so you mean that this person that I know very well, all through the year, your tithe was 1,100 for 12 months. So all through the year, all you earned was 11,000. God have mercy. May you not relegate yourself because of your tithe. Oh, yes, the amen is very low. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. God's covenant with his children are always made by a sacrifice. Psalm 50 verse 5 says, gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. There is no covenant without a sacrifice. When God wanted to kill Moses, he wanted to kill him because of the covenant, the token of the covenant. When he told Abraham that he has to circumcise himself and everyone in his household, every male in his household, the Bible says that that same day, Abraham circumcised himself. That's a painful one. And God met Moses on the way, even after giving him instruction, and God wanted to kill him. Did you not know about the covenant? Did you not know about the token of the covenant? Even Zipporah, his wife, says, you this bloody man. You want to kill my sons. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the sacrifice, is the covenant, in the covenant of atonement for our sins. He sacrificed himself. He was sacrificed to atone for our sins. So today we don't sacrifice anymore to atone for our sins because the blood of Jesus Christ has been shed once and for all, and is enough. Praise the Lord. However, there are covenant sacrifices that we can make with God, depending on what our heart desires may be. That's not the subject today. I am going somewhere. So, after God cut this covenant with Abraham, he said, this land, I'm giving it to your seed. The covenant that cannot be nullified. Let me tell you something. Anytime God makes a promise to you, the devil is ready to stop you from receiving it. The moment you take a step towards success, towards progress, it will always seem as if all hell has broken loose. The Lord will give you victory today. I say God will give you victory today in the mighty name of Jesus. And you shall achieve all the promises of God concerning your life in Jesus' name. Let me tell you something if you don't know. Satan and his cohorts own nothing. The devil owns nothing. Before Jesus died, he was called the owner of this world, but after Jesus died, he took the key of life and death from the hands of the devil. He holds nothing. You have to know that. But Satan will come take it by deception. Many people are still afraid of the devil today, whereas the Bible says every authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. If Jesus has all the authority, which one does the devil have? Other than deception. Satan operates by deception. And unfortunately, many children of God are falling for Satan's deception. Now let's talk about the spirits that can stop you, that want to stop you, that wants to stop any child of God from achieving the promise of God. God said the land is yours. He's the owner of the land. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God owns everything. But there are adversaries. There's a seat that God has set for you, but somebody else is sitting there. There are arms that have risen up so that you don't lift up your head. But God is sending carpenters that will smash all those horns so that you can lift up your head. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, you will break every limit in your life. You will break every limit in your destiny. You will shatter every limit, every barrier in the name of Jesus. Financial barriers, marital barriers, academic barriers, they are broken today in Jesus' name. Today we are going to look at the Hittite spirit is a demon spirit, the spirit that wants to take hold of your heart, take hold of your mind with terror, with confusion, with discouragement, so that you don't vie for the promises. They fought the children of Israel, but God gave them victory over them because he promised them the land. God told them, drive out all of them, but they didn't drive out all of them. And God here at Shechem, when Joshua and the children of Israel were going to cut a covenant with God before the death of Joshua, in Joshua 24, I read verse 11. This is the Lord speaking through Joshua to remind the children of Israel. Then you went out over the Jordan and came to Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you. Also the Amorites, we're going to talk about them. The Perizzites, we're going to talk about them. The Canaanites, we're going to talk about them. The Hittites, which we are talking about. The Gergashites, we're going to talk about them. The Hivites and the Jebusites. He said, but I delivered them into your hand. May the Lord deliver every enemy of your destiny into your hand in the name of Jesus. According to Joshua 24 verse 11, may the Lord deliver every obstructor, every detractor of your destiny and life into your hands in Jesus' name. Listen, in ancient times, when a city is named after the character or the characteristics of the people that live there, or the things they are doing. When you hear somebody is Mr. Smith, his great-great-great-grandfather was a Smith. Mr. Wood, his great-great-great-great-grandfather, used to cut wood or work with wood. They named them by what they do. Even in Africa, let me use Nigeria as an example. People bear the names of the idols their family worship. You understand that, right? Praise the Lord. So, the Hittite spirit is the spirit of terror. Hittite means terror. They bring fear, bring confusion, bring discouragement. All these characteristics are to challenge your Christian faith, to challenge you from trusting God, from having faith in God, from taking delivery of all that God has for you. If you look at your Bible, there are 365 fear nots, one for every day. You wake up in the morning, you declare to yourself, I am not going to be afraid today. Because if God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. You can't live a successful Christian life with fear. Fear is one of the reasons why you are not obeying God. Fear is the reason why you are not doing the will of God. Because of the Hittite spirit. The devil uses this spirit to bombard children of God. Many have been stopped on their onward and their upward journey because of fear that brings confusion, now brings discouragement. The day David was discouraged because his family was taken, the Bible said he did what? He encouraged himself in the Lord. He encouraged himself in the Word. You need to encourage yourself in the Word. You have a Bible. You should not be discouraged. Don't allow the spirit of discouragement. The psalmist says, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. You can say to yourself every day, God has loaded me with benefit. As I woke up this day, benefit is waiting for me today. I cannot be discouraged. I may not have this right now, but I have life. I have hope. And if I can wake up, I have hope. I can achieve. You will achieve in Jesus' name. Don't let the devil terrorize you. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, touch your neighbor, neighbor. Receive grace and power to overcome fear. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How can you be a child of God and you are living in terror? You are living in fear. We have not inherited the spirit of fear to be bondage again. We have received the spirit of love, of a sound mind. The spirit that cries, Abba, Father. Why are you a child of God and you are afraid of tomorrow? Even the word of God says, don't worry yourself about tomorrow. The evil of today is enough. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. If you are seeking the kingdom, you are praying kingdom prayers every day, you are seeking the advancement of God's kingdom, you don't even need to pray for some things. God will bring them your way. Because he said, he knows all that you need. He knows you need them. And God will not withhold any good thing from you and from me. Hallelujah. You will live in confusion when you don't look at the word of God. If we take a roll here and ask, when was the last time you looked at the word of, you read the word of God before today that we are showing you, you know, on the screen? Is the word of God primary in your life? Anytime you are seeking a way out that is not the way of God, you will live your life in error. And you give Satan room. Jesus was hungry under vicious temptations of the devil. And Satan said, look at the kingdom of the world. At that time, he had power over the kingdom of the world because Adam had given it to him. And Jesus had not died. He said, bow to me, I will give it to you. Jesus looked at him. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Jesus is telling him, I'm your Lord. I'm your God. You can't tempt me. I can't bow to you. Hallelujah. God forbid that I bow to somebody because of what I'm going to eat. I think I'm gone past that. God forbid. God forbid. They that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. You can do exploits financially. You see, the problem is, if you don't appreciate what you have, hallelujah, you are likely to lose everything. And then you'll be afraid. May God give you victory over fear, over discouragement, over the terror of the enemy. Let me ask you a question. Who is occupying your territory? Who has taken over your mind? Are you in church and you still don't believe the word of God? The question is, what are you doing? You've been coming to church and coming to church and coming to church. You've been hearing the word and hearing the word and hearing the word. Why are you not believing? Why are you not trusting on the word? When the rich man died and Lazarus died, he was begging, please send somebody to go and tell my brethren. I don't want them to end where I am. And Father Abraham said, there are pastors in the world. They should listen to them. God said, I will give you pastors after my own heart. God says, after his own heart, he will give you pastors, not after your own heart. Anybody who is preaching what you want to hear is not the lover of your soul. Praise the Lord. You know, in church, we like to hear good sermons that we are excited, motivated. But the sermon that says, sit down, you this sinner, repent, remove your hand from evil. Remove your hand from calamity. Remove your hand from adultery. Remove your hand from fornication. We don't like that. This pastor will preach it. Hallelujah. For God has not given you and I the spirit of fear, of power, and of love. And of a sound mind. Listen to me, church. Any fear, any kind of fear, is not from God. God does not terrorize anybody. Amen? God only gives you options. I lay before you death and life. But I advise you, choose life and live. The Bible says, they that believe are not condemned, but they that do not believe are condemned already. Fear of man is evil. When you are afraid of any human being in this world, it's evil. Respect is not fear. Because I respect people. But I'm not afraid of them. Praise the Lord. I respect people. I don't want my children to be afraid of me. They respect me. And they respect what I say to them. So when I say sit down, they sit down. They don't see me and they are running under the table. It's at home. They are pretending to be asleep and snoring. God forbid. Hallelujah. Even when their mom says it's bedtime and I'm not at home, they are waiting. They will wait until I come home. Then you will hear their voice, Daddy. Except it was too late, they fall asleep. Praise the Lord. Fear is of the devil. Hallelujah. Fear is of the devil. You see, people say, Pastor, you know, this and that. I don't want to get close. If you have a clean heart, get close to your pastor. It's not going to smack you. Praise the Lord. If you say what is wrong, I will correct you. And you can't beat me. Amen. The Bible makes us to understand that anywhere you see confusion, God is not there. Because God is not the author of confusion. God is not the author of disorderliness. You can't tell me what to do. I'll do whatever I like. You are a seed of Satan. It's as simple as that. If God cannot interrupt you, if God cannot intercept you, we read last week, the workers, how Satan provoked David. He refused to hear sense. He refused to hear the word of God. The fear of God had gone out of his life. I pray that God will restore order into your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The spirit of the Hittite is the spirit that steals your peace. When God told Gideon to go against Amalek, even Gideon himself was afraid until God brought him close to hear what Amalek was saying about him. They too were afraid of Gideon. The ones you are afraid of you. Satan is afraid of you. That's why he will come to you with first attack. You will overcome. Amen. I say you will overcome. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray that every spirit against your peace is cursed and uprooted in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it. For every promise of God, there is a battle. For every achievement, there is a challenge. You must be ready for it. And if God says it's yours, you know you cannot be defeated because you have God on your side. Hallelujah. The question is, are you ready? Are you ready to fight for what God has given you? Amen? Are you ready? The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Violent faith receives and takes what belongs to him or her. Only the violent faith sees the promises of God come to pass in their lives. You can't be passive with your faith. Satan, please go. You know, I'm a child of God. You need to leave now. Come on. You don't drive a goat like that. Hallelujah. You're not psychedelic with the devil. You know, I don't want the devil to know what I'm saying. Oh, he knows. Say it quietly. He can hear you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, with God on your side, and you also on God's side, you can defeat any enemy. The only reason why you will not defeat the enemy of your soul is because you are not on God's side. But if you are on God's side, you will defeat them. You will overcome them. Nothing will stop you from achieving it. Hallelujah. Psalm 118 verse 6 says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? My daddy is on my side. James chapter 4 verse 8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. There is victory over terror. And may you be victorious over terror. May you be victorious over confusion. May you be victorious over discouragement. In the name of Jesus. You see, the victory is guaranteed if you do what is written in Numbers 14. Numbers 14, verse 9. Numbers 14, verse 9. You will have victory if you do this. It says, only do not rebel. Do not rebel against God, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Somebody said, they are my bread. How do you do bread? You squeeze it. Bread cannot resist your fist. Even bread cannot resist the fist of a little baby. The one that has no teeth. Hallelujah. He said, they are bread. Their protection has departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Hallelujah. But listen to me, church. Rebellion separates you from God. Silent rebellion. Inside the house, rebellion. Backbiting rebellion. Pointing fingers, rebellion. Separates you from God. God is not there. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 31 verse 78, the Bible says, then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor dismayed. When God is with you, you have no reason to be afraid. Those who do the Lord's bidding will always have God close by them. Jesus said, in Matthew 28 verse 20, I will be with you even to the end of the age. I will be with you. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged in the Lord. Don't let Satan take over your emotions. Amen. You need courage to rise against discouragement. Where do you find encouragement? Encouragement is found in the Word of God. In the Word of God. Amen. The Bible says in James chapter 4 verse 7, therefore submit to God. Resist the devil. Resist the evil spirit. It will flee from you. Another scripture say, resist him steadfastly. When your eyes and your heart are kept on God, are kept on his word, God will prove himself strong on your behalf. Please tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, there is no problem in your life bigger than God. Believe me, nothing is bigger than God, except you don't take it to him in prayer, except you are not on the Lord's side. Praise the Lord. God is bigger than any situation. Hallelujah. I pray that the devil will not take over your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You see, Satan comes to weaken you, weaken us as children of God with accusations. Accusations and temptations. It will remind you of the wrong thing you did even before you became born again. Because he knows that you are not even sure of your salvation. That since I've been born again, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Don't let the accuser of the brethren take over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, please rise up on your feet today. Today, 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 today. Is somebody ready to pray? Come on, say today. Come on, say today. In the name of Jesus, I will not be a victim of Satan's accusation. In the name of Jesus, I will not be a victim of Satan's accusation. I will not be a victim of Satan's temptation. In the name of Jesus, today I break free. I break free from the Hittite spirit.